This is Greg Tingle reporting for MediaMan Australia. We're speaking to Douglas Anderson, who's running for the top job, Governor of California this year. Welcome to the program, Douglas.
Thank you very much for having me.
My pleasure. So, Douglas, tell me, and our audience, why are you the top man for the job in California? Well, that's good to hear. That's certainly got to put you ahead of some candidates already. I understand, though, that you are quite a well-known and respected businessman in California. Perhaps you actually won Businessman of the Year in the past, did you not?
Well, I received that from the Congressional Committee of the Republican Party this year.
Okay, and what line of business are you or have you been in? Okay, so obviously you understand finances. How many of those skills could you transfer into the political arena?
Well, again, finance is finance. I'm sure the budget, I know the budget, I've been going over the budgets that we have here in California, trying to figure out where they're making so many, or why they're making so many mistakes. There's a lot of reasons for those mistakes. I figured out that basically we have somewhere around 78% of the budget can't even be touched. It's already set aside and promised to different things, such as education.
Wow, so it's going to be a challenging job. No one's probably come out of it looking fantastic in the next few months after getting the top job if they were afforded that privilege. So, in any event, whoever does get the top job, whether it's yourself or somebody else, they're going to probably have a couple of tough months ahead of them because a lot of the stuff's already been decided by the sound of it from a financial nature.
Exactly, that's true. What you're going to find happening is that each department and or group has to be brought in and figure out how they can each cut their department and quit wasting the budget the way they are. As you well know about any budget process, each department is given a budget to spend because of their requirements and what they required in the past. And once they set that budget, they must spend all that budget and they lose part of that budget.
Okay, so what... Yes?
Excuse me.
Okay, so what... Yeah, what would you spend more on and what would you spend less on?
Well, basically, the first thing we have to do is we have to pull out, again, all the departments in. The first thing I would look at is I think education... education is one of our major problems here. I'm not talking about spending less in education, but I'm trying to put it to right areas. California is 47th in the nation, falling that far, below everybody else. There's just no way we spend more money than every other state, just about every other state, between $6,000 and $9,000 per student. And how many people are coming out and can't wait away? 38% of our students are graduating in their high school and grade school level are below average.
Terrible. So they might get there on a sports scholarship or something, but not so much for their academic endeavors.
Well, no. They have a thing here in California where they do what they call teach to test and test to teach. So what they do is what they try to accomplish is they bring you in and they show you how to pass the test at the end of the year. You're not going to retain any of that information.
No. Yeah, I understand what you're saying. So, are you for more privatization of services, or would you keep things more in the public domain?
Well, again, in some cases, we do have problems with the educational system here. It's all kind of controlled by one group throughout the whole state. And it's very tough to let a school without giving them local control. In other words, a school here in Simi Valley or Moore Park has similar requirements than a school in downtown Los Angeles.
Right.
They have the same group controlling them.
Unified
public school district.
Education would be a pretty difficult one to tackle, though, wouldn't it? Because, I mean, I know in Australia, for example, they try to keep things the same across the board, but you've still got private and public schools in Australia, and then you've got different parents complaining that their children are being taught and have different opportunities at these different schools, so it's a bit of a tough one, isn't it?
Oh, it's very tough. Trying to bring everybody together to make this thing work is unbelievable. Everybody's got their own agenda. There's only a few people that agenda is to really actually get the kids to graduate.
Mm.
I mean, and graduate where they have a cake and they've got the knowledge and they have a job.
I understand.
I wasn't the greatest student in the world, but I will tell you one thing, I did come out with the knowledge.
Obviously, to be in the election for running for the top job alone, I suggest you had a lot of knowledge. What would your solution be on other factors important to Californians right now, like the utilities, like we all know about the power problems and that kind of thing? What would you implement in that situation?
Well, I really believe we can renegotiate those contracts without any problem whatsoever. Right now, those companies are getting 50 cents on the dollar for what we pay for them. Right now, they're losing money. All the utilities, their stocks are dropping because they do not have money. They're not making any money. So we can renegotiate every one of those contracts. The biggest thing we have to do here in this state is not so much the power. Power's on, power's running fine. Finally the environmentalists here backed off, allowed the plants to be built. We gained some energy here. They're going to, I guarantee in the next 3 to 5 years, they'll start attacking our nuclear at Chattanooga. They'll start figuring out a way to try and shut that down, even though that gives us so much energy. But the biggest problem we have here in the state of California is illegal immigration. It's a major, major problem. And that's one of the problems, a major issue that none of the candidates will address. They say it's the biggest hot potato for those guys. They're scared to death, and they won't address the issue. That's one of the reasons I got into this race.
Sounds like Australia. We've got Chinatown and you get a lot of the illegal immigrants working in restaurants and small 24-hour convenience stores and all of that, and whenever the immigration department decides to go after them, they normally get at least a 50% strike rate. They come in with a whole lot of illegal immigrants, and all they've had to go is monitor the situation for a couple of days. It's not that hard.
Well, it's really not that hard. I mean, the whole thing comes down to it. Illegal immigration, first you have to stop where they're coming in at. I mean, right now we've got a border down here that's like a sieve. The INS is there, Border Patrol, and they do it as a paper job. Now, don't get me wrong, the people that are actually on the front line, they're there to do their job exactly right, but they're getting different messages from their management. Some say, oh, you can only go after within the first 20 miles, don't touch them after that. They don't even know what they're doing half the time.
Really?
Get on the borders of Arizona and New Mexico, they get shot at from the Mexican police and Mexican army.
Wow.
We don't return fire. It's the biggest disaster you've ever seen.
What would you say to your detractors, people that said, look, they're looking to make a better life in America and they really want to make a positive contribution? What would you say to those people?
I say that they have a right to come to them. The people, all of us in the United States became here legally. Let's put it this way, our ancestors came here legally.
Sounds like Australia once again.
Exactly. The key to the situation is I have no problem with people coming to this country. I don't know who you are, though.
Yeah.
After 9/11, our problem here after 9/11, we did not allow another tragedy like that to happen again.
Mm.
And that's not just our government problem, that's an individual problem. If you're an individual in the United States, if you're not going to stand up and say, this has to stop. The next time there's some kind of a problem, a terrorist attack of any kind, I don't want to hear the word from you.
Yeah.
Because if you won't do it as an individual, don't expect everybody else to babysit you for the rest of your life.
Yes. What steps would you take as far as security in the state of California and also working with the other states around America? Should you be influencing that decision?
My idea is this. I'll try to put the National Guard on the border. And like again, now it's a federal issue. I agree with that. The feds control our borders. That's why the INS and the Border Patrol are there. Well, I'm telling you, once they get into our state, that's my problem as government. And that's your state, that's my citizens' problem. So if I have to put the National Guard 100 feet off the border, or 20 feet or a mile off the border, I don't care where that number's going to be, but they're going to be there. Second line of defense, somehow, some way, until we can get this thing controlled. I guarantee you, the day I do that, Arizona, New Mexico, and Texas are going to do the same thing. And we're going to seal that border off as states.
Yes, and
they can go and keep that first mile. They can't let the federal government then have a great time.
It's a huge issue.
We're going to block.
Yeah. It's a huge issue. On to other big issues. How fair would you say the media coverage has been of the California election? Like, we all know there's one or two household names that you're running up against, but say media groups like the Sacramento Bee and CNN and Fox and others, how much of an opportunity have they given for fair and balanced media coverage to other candidates like yourself, Doug?
Well, I think that's a great question. I think that's a great question. conversation, trying to get them to allow us to put equal time. And allow, you know, explaining to them that I am actually a serious candidate here. I'm not just doing this for publicity. I don't care.
I can tell that just speaking to you, you speak with a passion. It's not a hype thing. You're in there and you're trying to make a positive difference. It's very obvious to us.
That's my job. That's what I want to do here. Again, because I will tackle the issue. No one else will. This is not lip service for me. I can stay home like everybody else.
Yeah.
So in summary, why are you the top man for the job?
Why am I the top man?
Yep.
Okay. I'm the top man because I will make decisions. I will bring in the top people around for different businesses to help us generate, to bring the business back to California. In the last 5 years, we've lost over 2.2 million people out of California that have gone to other states. Only 1.4 have returned from other states to live to California. And I guarantee you that the tax base has dropped 30% because of just that influx. That's over 700,000 people are no longer in California. And I guarantee
that they're the high wagers,
not the low
wagers,
that left the state.
Wow. And on a wider, more positive note, what's the greatest thing about living in California?
We're like you. We have the greatest weather. We have the greatest beaches. We have the nicest mountains. We can go for 2 hours in any direction and see anything we want. It's the most amazing place there is. And the weather is almost always, or in fact, it is almost pleasurable. I would say even when it's bad, when sometimes when it rains, it's not a bad thing. You don't complain about it.
Got it.
So, you know, I like during the winter months, we're talking about how great summer's going to be. And when summer gets here, we're complaining that it's too hot.
Right, we're actually on track to visit the United States and definitely California in about 10 months' time, so we'll keep you posted.
Yeah.
So, Doug, thank you very much. All the best with the election. We look forward to following the race, and we will give you the media attention that you deserve. All the best with it, Doug.
Let me just say this. Everybody that's interested, my website is andersonforgovernor.org, and my email is Doug.
Excellent. And we're actually looking at your website right now as we speak, and we'll have this interview posted in live audio by the end of today. We look forward to being in touch. Thank you very much, Douglas.
Thank you very much for having me again. Hello to everybody.
No problem at all. We'll speak again shortly. Thanks, Doug.
Thank you, sir.
Bye-bye.